like maybe you're in a position to really take off as a pro now that you're playing in a new system, or did it not really matter?
Kind of a trick question because, you know, every year I feel like I can take off. You know, last 2 years, you know, obviously I didn't do what I want to do. You know, had an injury last year and some other things. But, you know, I have the same confidence I have going into every year. You know, the scheme and you know, it may be a better fit, it may not. But I'm real confident in myself and I feel like I prepared for this. And, you know, I'm looking forward to getting going.
But do you think it's a better fit instead of playing linebacker, you're on the line now?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a better fit. You know, it's more familiar grounds from what I'm used to. But, you know, 3-4, 4-3, I get that a lot. It all depends on the philosophy. And I definitely feel like this philosophy will, you know, allow me to go out and make plays. And, you know, no discredit to the last philosophy, but they're two different things. And I'm excited.
What do you think it'll be like to play with Elvis again and then Von Miller coming in?
Oh, man, I might be the most excited person on the team about that, you know, because I get Elvis back and we missed him last year. And then I get Vaughn, and it's going to allow me to do the things that I'm good at and the things that I'm most familiar with. And, you know, I'm excited. You know, I talked to both guys, and I'm ready.
Do you remember Fox working you out before you came into the draft?
that whole draft process is a blur right now. I don't remember anything except for getting my name called.
He's talked about it a lot, though. Must have done something that day.
Yeah, I definitely, I know I'm pretty sure I talked to him and I've seen him, but I can't remember what the conversation was. And he, you know, he talked to me about it too, and he told me what he thought of me and what he expects of me and what he liked in me then and what he things he want to see me do now.
In some ways, is this the start in your mind of your career and what you can do? Is this a fresh start for you?
It's definitely a fresh start. You know, it's a new coaches and, you know, I'm still going to build on what I did last 2 years. You know, I'm not just going to forget about it. You know, I learned a lot about a lot of things. You know, Coach Martindale and Coach Nolan and Josh, you know, they taught me a lot. And I'm going to carry that over to this system and try to imply what I've learned the last 2 years into my game now and at the same time keep learning.
Robert, have you had a chance to talk to some of the coaches yet? And what have those conversations been like?
I talked to Coach Nunnally. When that one day I came over here and met with him, and I talked to Coach Allen two or three times, and I talked to Coach Fox once or twice, and, you know, they basically want to win. You know, and there's nothing else to be said. They want to win. They want guys on this defense that's going to get after it and play relentless and play aggressive, and, you know, and that's right up my alley. You know, that's what I did in college, and that's what got me drafted, and that's what I'm looking forward to doing in this new scheming on his team.
In those meetings, were you able to get your hands on the new playbook?
Oh, yeah, I definitely was over here and I got it. And, you know, I will say that I like it.
What do you like about it?
Everything.
Like?
Everything. I like the fact that we're going to be aggressive. You know, I can't predict statistically where we're going to be defensively, but, you know, I like what I'm going to be doing. And it's things that I've always wanted to do, and, you know, I'm playing a position that I think I can play to my strengths, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know. You know, it's not like we have OTAs to say that I like it, but looking at the playbook and reading the plays, I definitely like what I see in the playbook. Now, maybe Thursday you can ask me the same question, I can say I hate it, but from what I looked at it so far, I love it.
Is it more familiar with what you did in college versus the new position of linebacker?
Yeah, you can say that. You know, in college we were more of an attacking defense, and, you know, I think that's what it's going to be now. And, you know, in college I also moved around a lot from defensive tackle to defensive end, and I was a guy that, you know, that can do a lot of those things. And, you know, and I think that's what I'm going to be doing here. And I'm looking forward to seeing how they plan on using me. And I got, you know, another stud in Von Miller. I got Elvis coming back, Kevin Vickerson. So, I mean, I'm really excited and I'm confident in my team, my defense.
Do you wish you had 2-a-days to learn all that you need to learn, or you're just fine with not that?
Of course, you know, we definitely want more time to prepare. We're a new team, a new scheme, and new coaches. And, you know, you definitely want that time, but it is what it is. Everybody's playing with the same things. And, you know, we're going to make the best out of it and try to get after it.
Hey, Robert. when you were in high school, college, everything was always regimented at Tennessee and the elite camps in high school, even your first year in the NFL, the OTAs and all that. When you go through this offseason, and it's everybody's got to kind of supervise themselves, do everything on their own, what was that like for you, considering probably in the last few years, you've always kind of known when to arrive, what to do, had people watching you?
I mean, my thing is, you know, if you're a hard worker, you're going to be a hard worker no matter what the circumstances are. You know, lockout, no lockout, OTAs, no OTAs. If you're a guy that's, you know, going to get after it and prepare, you're going to do the same. And I have confidence and I believe that I'm that guy. And, you know, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think I was. And, you know, so people can use that as an excuse, but to me it's no excuse. You know, it was up to that individual person to be ready and be prepared. And, you know, I hope that they took advantage of it.
What kind of things did you do during the offseason?
I did a lot of things. One of the main things I worked on was my core stability and able to, you know, injury prevention. You know, I worked on a lot of those things, trying not to get injured and, you know, trying to keep my core strong and, you know, because the core is the main focus of your body. So I worked on a lot of things, you know, cardio. You know, I worked on agility, moving, you know, a lot of different things. You know, it was a lot different from, you know, in the past because I had to kind of go with the schedule, but now I know myself, I know my body, and I got to focus on things that I think that I need to work on.
Did the change in scheme play any role in your workouts, you know?
I don't think so. You know, I don't think, what do you mean? Can you?
Like going, you know, 3-4, 4-3, you're gonna be playing a different role. Do you have to change anything about your, you know, shaping your body or getting?
I don't think so, you know. They haven't said anything to me about losing weight. Or is that what you're talking about, like losing weight and all that stuff like that? Or, well, they haven't said anything to me about that. You know, I just prepared and, you know, I feel good and I think I'm ready to go. Of course, I'm not going to be, you know, I'm not at, you know, Iron Man shape. But, you know, it's, no one is, no one ever will be. You have to come in and you put the pads on. You go through a little, you know, period where you may be a little tired or whatever. But you got to push through that. But, you know, I definitely think I'm ready.
Where did you do your workouts?
Over at this place called Sports Excel off it's near the Holiday Inn off Clinton in, I want to say Havana, I can't remember the exact street, but I worked over there with a guy. I worked, sometimes I did a little cardio with Lauren from that was running the organized thing. I did some things with him and, you know, I was all over the place.
Robert, did you ever have an inkling that the lockout may not end and there wouldn't be a season, or did you always have faith that it was going to happen?
That's the reason that we hired, you know, who we hired, and, you know, we always had confidence that they would get this done, and they did, you know, and, you know, in reality, we missed a couple of OTAs and things like that, but, you know, they got it done when it needed to be done, and you know, we're ready. We're going to move forward.
Do you like what the players have now as far as less OTAs? It seems like there's a lot less wear and tear on you guys, which is going to be better down in the long run.
Yeah, I definitely think it'll help us as far as, you know, injuries and things like that. If you look at a lot, most guys that get hurt throughout the season get hurt in two days and things like that. And, you know, you don't see too many injuries. I mean, you see injuries throughout the season, but most of them in 2 days and things like that. I think cutting that down is going to, you know, help guys' careers last longer. It's going to keep guys fresher for the season and for the games and allow us to perform at a high level.
Since the mood or vibe changed from cautious to excited, how can you get the sense of the vibe back there?
Oh yeah, I mean, how can you not be excited? You know, I've talked to a lot of guys and worked out with a lot of guys, and you know, I have friends from other teams, and you know, we've been itching. You know I have. I don't know who hasn't. And if you love this game, then I'm pretty sure they feel the same way I feel. So, you know, it's definitely a positive vibe, and you know, a new start for a lot of people, and you know, I'm looking forward to going to work with a lot of guys.
Do you think with the new coaching staff that you guys have a bigger challenge than, say, teams that have, you know, veterans and systems that have been in place for years?
I feel like the challenge is only as big as you make it. You know, if you're going in positive and confidence and you work as hard as you can, then, you know, everybody has to overcome. You know, everybody has to deal with 4th-and-1s on the goal line. Everybody's going to have to deal with 3rd-and-20 backed up against in your own end zone. Everybody's going to have to do those things. Everybody's going to have to tackle. Everybody's going to have to run and catch and jump and block. So the challenge is the same for everyone. It's just, you know, the team that is more prepared and is working hard that's going to win.